The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Well, good morning. This is the Patriot Radio News Hour. I am the solo host, Jason. You're going to get more of these as time goes on, or solo Joes, you know, if I decide to take some days off. And then you'll hear from me on the Joe's days off, and you'll hear just from Joe when he takes a break, because there is only two hosts on the show currently. So we're coming into the warmer months, and there's lots of reasons to take a day off for two, and I don't think I've missed a day in a while, so I got a few days off planned in the future. But today is Joe's day, and he's got a wedding to go to. It's always nice to go to a wedding, you know, sort of the optimistic side of society where something new is starting, and I hope everything goes well there. But this is the Gold and Silver Show you've been listening to for years, and if you're new, well, welcome. If you found this place for the first time, we sell gold and silver. It's the Patriot Trading Group. Our phone number is 800-951-0592. That number is important because if we have a special that is not currently on hand, we've got the special lined up with where we've sourced it, and we can lock you into today's price. If it takes a week or two to ship it to us, it doesn't matter. You're locked in. We have that price for you, and the specials we have are oftentimes limited to a certain amount, so it's not unlimited. You can't just come in here and buy 500 of the special if we've only got 100. So it is a good thing to listen to this show on a regular tilt, especially if you're going to buy regularly, so that you can get the best specials when they become available. So today, what you would do is call 800-951-0592 and call, and the girls in the ladies in Arizona are going to ask you fairly simply which special or how many of the special do you want. Those are the only questions. You tell them how many you want, we book it. As soon as it's ready, you can come in and pick it up. If you're listening outside of Colorado and Arizona and don't want to make the trip, even if you are in the state, these two states, we can have it shipped to you. Flat shipping rate. It's very affordable, especially with gold. And we have a lot of national customers outside the two radio stations that we broadcast from in Arizona and Colorado. I was just thinking as I'm coming into the show, I got a nice long clip. Yeah, I'll tease that before we get to the end of this segment, but I was just thinking as I was coming in, I was like, man, if we did not have this central bank and we didn't have the economic system that's in place, and it's been in place, essentially got its roots started in 1913 with the Federal Reserve Act passed during the Christmas holiday, the federal income tax passed earlier in the year so that they can collect your time, your energy, your blood, sweat, and tears, so that you don't compete for the wealth of this country with those that took that position. But Joe and I, we shouldn't be selling gold and silver to you. We really should. I mean, there's always going to be bullion deals. There's always going to be somebody selling, but the gold was the money. The silver was the money. The only reason that here we are in 2024, the only reason Patriot's been around 26 years, 27 years plus, is because of the system that's put into place where the gold was taken out of the money, you know, in 1933. In 1964, essentially, all the silver was taken out of the money. You know, a lot of guys that were seeing what was going on and were smart back in 1964, like my great-grandfather, he started pulling the half dollars, quarters, and dimes out of circulation right about the time they started making the nickel copper sandwich quarters, dimes, and half dollars, you know, the ones that are to this day still don't have that much metal value as far as the face value of those coins. You know, I think a dime has like a like a cent or 2 cents worth of metal in it still to this day. You know, they when they devalue the coins, they really devalued them back in 1965. So here I sit, we're selling this stuff because inflation. We talk inflation. Well, the next segment you're gonna hear a nice long clip about inflation, and this is why you buy gold and silver. You know, if there was no inflation, you could just have dollars. You can have the currency. It wouldn't matter. The currency is fine if it's not being inflated like crazy. But this is why this company exists. This is why we do what we do, and that's why we have the phone number. I have a very limited gold special. I have several gold items I'm going to be selling today. Some of it's a carryover from yesterday. I have a very limited thing that we don't sell a lot of. I'll bring that in on the third segment. But if you want to call in early, there's only a handful of these, 800-951-0592. If you want to try to jump in and get those, it's a fractional gold item that it may sell really fast. And if it doesn't, we're going to just ship it off to our distributor. So there you go. And the next segment, you know, it's interesting. We've been pounding the inflation story day after day after day. As a listener, it can get tiresome to hear it, but it is the most important thing that's going to happen to United States citizens. And this next clip is something I would normally never play, but it's getting into the mainstream media. Now, if you turn on your local news, they're going to talk about inflation. You know, all this stuff costs more. But Dr. Phil, somebody I never listened to, saw this clip, and it's actually very good. But, you know, it's a little sensational. You know, he's going for ratings. He has a talk show. He has to make his money, right? Dr. Phil has had, from what I can tell, several of these inflation shows. And if Dr. Phil is pounding the inflation story, he's getting ratings because people are waking up. And I want you guys to understand about everybody else waking up, not just our little group that listens to this show and understands gold and silver. When everybody else starts waking up, your price of gold and silver is going to explode when Dr. Phil is talking inflation to get ratings, which is, you know, good for him. He's educating the masses. So we're gonna play this. Just a nice little view of the average folk out there and dealing with inflation. Patriot Radio News Hour, 800-951-0592. I have a small gold special, which I'll talk about in the next segment. If you want to jump in, if they sell out before the segment, then I'll go into a more conventional gold special, which is also very good. But you got to call the number, 800-951-0592. All right, well, let's listen to a little of mainstream talking about inflation. I think you could be hearing this a lot from your friends, family, and neighbors.
The American dream is the American nightmare.
Why is everything so expensive?
Mortgage rates doubled. They're working four jobs, and they're making $1,000 more than these people who aren't working at all. What the hell?
If we ran our household like the government did, we'd be in jail.
I went to college, I did everything I was supposed to, and yet I'm $100,000 in student loan debt. We are struggling. If I lost my job right now, we would be homeless. You need $80,000 to $100,000 a year to survive. Retirement is so far away, I can't even think about it. It's Mount Everest, but I'm at the bottom. I'm being crushed by the system. My wife wants to have another baby, but we just can't afford it. Only half of my family has health insurance right now. My income is not keeping up with inflation. We're paying $100 for the same $40 worth of groceries, and the rent went up as well. Gas prices has gone up.
I'm maxed out on my credit cards for gas, for daycare, to get groceries. I pawned my laptops. I pawned my shoes just so I could pay a bill. It really has been tremendously difficult.
I don't really see a light at the end of the tunnel. If this continues, I'll be working until I'm 80.
The system is broken and rigged. I've cried many nights of not having money, but I never imagined living in times like this.
Well, thank you both for being here.
Thank you for having me.
This is frustrating, right?
Yes.
Because you're both working really hard. You work an extra job. You work an extra job. And you still can't make it work.
It's a sad situation. I worked, you know, I went to college, one of the first people in my family to do that. And I said I did what I was supposed to do. and I'm sitting here, you know, working double, coming home every day exhausted, and then when I do the budget at the end of the week or in the month, I'm in the red. I can't even do the things that I want to do, I love to do for my family. So it makes you feel like a failure. It makes you feel like you're not doing enough when you know you're doing all that you can do.
You feel like you're letting your family down.
Yeah.
Now, you changed jobs and took a job for $8,000 a year less.
Yeah.
Why would you do something like that?
Well, I was in the public school sector, and that public school sector is kind of broken. And I've been teaching for about 7 years, and I've seen the change in education. And I just felt like it was going nowhere. I wasn't really making an impact in students' lives anymore. And so I went to a place, a private school, where I felt like I could. But in that, I had to take a pay cut because they couldn't pay as much as the bigger public schools.
You've had your girls come to you and ask to do not extravagant things. They just wanted to do some extracurriculars at school, right? What did you tell them?
Well, oftentimes my girls do come to me and ask, Mommy, I want to do, you know, extracurricular activities like cheerleading. My daughter wants to do gymnastics. And when they ask those types of things, I literally have to say, I don't have the money for it at the moment. And one time my daughter, which really... It literally breaks my heart, but I really believe it needs to be said. My six-year-old, I was picking her up from school, and she said, Mommy, can we go to the store? And I wanted to lighten the load by telling a little joke and say, well, you got the money for it? She was like, yes, Mommy, I have a quarter. And little did she know that that really broke my heart when she asked that. And... her response. And I had to pull it together while driving. And of course, I say the same old line. I'll get paid in, you know, 2 weeks. I'll take you to the store when I get the money. So yes, I go through that a lot with my girls. I have no other choice but to tell them that same broken line, because it's true.
Y'all feel like you're letting the kids down.
Yeah, I feel guilty, you know, and just angry because they told us we were middle class. They removed us. We were getting vouchers for our kids, and they removed the voucher and told us we make too much money. And I said, how do we make too much money? Our daughter doesn't even have health care. We can't even afford it. So how do we make too much money? But that's what they told us. And so as a father, it makes me feel like, you know, what else can I do? I don't know what to do.
Well, how do you feel when you see money being spent by the government on other things? They're spending money on migrants that are coming in. They're spending money on foreign causes. They're spending money on a lot of things, but it keeps costing more and more and more just to live here. All of that is because of the economy and the fact that they're just, as I said when we started, they're just printing more money. You know, we have $35 trillion. I'm not getting out of my lane. This is psychological. I mean, you do what works. This ain't working.
It's the same.
Yep, because we're not seeing a dime of it. And it's honestly a slap in the face because I am a taxpayer. I have to babysit every other weekend, and sometimes that's not enough. When a family doesn't need my assistance, I can't work.
I saw a leader on social media, and he was bragging about how they got $100 million more for the migrants. And I'm just like, I'm all for, you know, legal migration, but I'm like...
I'm doing it the right way.
Yeah, we love everybody, you know, but I'm like... We're being last, you know, we're being crushed. The middle class are the ones that are hurting. That bracket where we make too much to get help and we make enough to where we still feel the pressure of gas prices.
You know, when you take a look at what's going on, electricity, 25% increase, auto insurance up 33%, used cars up 35%, hotels up 15%, groceries. This matters, up 25%. And this is a big one. You need $11,434 additional just to maintain the same living standard that you had in 2021. Did y'all get a raise?
No.
Between now and then? But that's what's happening. And those between 40 and 49 years old... highest credit card debt ever. Balances are averaging $7,600 because people are living on their credit cards, right? they're maxing those out. Rent is up 30%. Mortgage rates doubled. It's getting worse, not better. So what do you tell yourself about what you're going to do, how you're going to go about climbing out of this? Because we're headed in the wrong direction.
For us, we have to prioritize. We have to say something. We have bills that overlaps. You know, the cell phones, they can wait. We got to pay the rent. That's first. Food has to be on the table first. So we prioritize. So you just tackle the major stuff and leave the, you get to the other stuff when you can.
You say you're frustrated that people aren't listening. The people that are in office aren't listening.
I tell people, if we ran our household like the government did, we'd be in jail.
But you can't go to jail because it costs too much. It costs $50,000 a year to put somebody in jail, and that system's broke.
Yeah.
And you've got two hardworking Americans here. You have children. You're working hard. They're good kids. You're good parents. But every time your daughter talks about her dreams, you got to be thinking, oh, honey.
Like, not this again. My daughter came to me a couple of months ago. And she remembered before her sisters was born that we used to have mommy and daughter time. She called it girls day. And the last time we had a girls day, it'll be this year for 7 years. I have not been able to take my teenager to have girls day. I used to take her to do that type of thing when she was like 4 or 5. But to be transparent here, before I met my husband, I used to be on Section 8. I used to receive $150 a month from the government. That was my income until I literally had the audacity to say, I'm tired of living like this. I want to get up and make something out of myself. I have a daughter, and I want to live life only to struggle a lot more in a marriage on two incomes. So my daughter, she came to me, she said, Mommy, I noticed we haven't had our daughter and girls day. I mean, when are we going to have that? Same old line, all over again, which is true and factual and sad to me, because when she does come at me with those things, I literally feel like a complete failure. Although I know that I'm not, but to her, I used to be looked at. Mommy was a superhero. Mommy always here for me. Although she didn't know I was only getting $150 a month, I would literally take $20 just to make her happy. And now that I have gotten older, she has gotten older, only to suffer a lot more worse than what I did then, and having the motive to get up and do something with my life, I'm like, what in the world? I'm sorry.
It's hard. I know. It's hard.
Just never thought I would be living this life like this. The state of our country right now is disgusting. We're definitely angry at the government. We pay taxes for illegal immigrants, for the homeless, and for people that aren't even working. And we're people that are working and are barely surviving.
I'm angry at our leadership. The American people deserve better. We're taking care of everybody. What about us? We need help. I'm angry at the system that has failed us over and over and over again. We're being crushed.
So what about us? Where is our help? That's the question many fully employed Americans are desperately asking. Why? Because their paychecks are barely enough to keep up with the inflated cost of food, gas, and the roof over their families' heads. And when we look at what's going on, it's shocking. They talk about the fact that the big problem in America is income inequality. And my position is the big problem in this country is income equality, not inequality. And I'll tell you why. I've broken this up into the bottom 20% of income earners, the second 20% of income earners, and the next 20% of income earners. And what you're going to notice is in the bottom 20%, these people only about 33% of them work at all. And as a result, they make about $7,500 a year. On average, that's what they earn. The next 20%, 85% of them are employed full time, and they earn about $31,000 a year. Okay? Where these people earn about $7,500. But when the government gets through with the entitlement programs, look at the difference.
Wow.
$1,000 difference. So here's my question psychologically. Why would you work? Seriously, I'll bet you in terms of net purchasing power, these people have more. Why? They don't spend money on commuting. They don't spend money on wardrobe. They don't have any overhead because they don't do anything. These people, 90%+ work, and they earn $66,000 on average, but because they pay actual taxes, they only net $61,000. So the difference between here and here is only $11,000. We're paying people not to work.
I'll play that last little bit again on the other side, but and I'll explain, because there is a graph there, but it's showing how rigged, as the lady was saying earlier, how rigged it all is. Stay with us, Patriot Radio News Hour. We'll be right back. Yes, Patriot Radio News Hour, the number to call to buy gold today and silver, 800-951-0592. But nobody turning on the show thought Dr. Phil is coming on. I would never play very much of the mainstream media, and usually unless it's something to scoff or, you know, kind of laugh at it. But it's very strong information when Dr. Phil, which I'm not really pro or, you know, I'm not for or against the guy. I kind of know a little bit about his history. I know he was brought on the TV waves when Oprah Winfrey was really popular, and he's built a show. And, you know, he does what any guy does. He's making his way. But when the people that listen to this show are saying the things that they're saying on mainstream television, and you hear these people, you know, I know the people that are listening are our gold and silver customers, that they're not like this couple that are struggling so much. And I know this the couple, I'm not big on emotions, but sometimes it's good to hear the damage that this system is doing to people. It's why we get so angry sometimes and get so frustrated by, you know, life is going to be a struggle, I think, whether there's a central bank or not. It's a lot harder when you're struggling and you're having to fight an uphill battle against a system that's purposely trying to keep you down. And that's exactly what we have. In America in the 1800s, if you wanted to just barely make it, you can just work a little less and just, you know, just kick around and you know, be the guy that just, you know, pays his bills as he earns his money. But also in the 1800s, you could build a life. You could build your own fortune. You could become very, very wealthy or very, very independent and successful. And what Dr. Phil is talking about is these are two people, this couple he put on, these people are the type of people that in 1800s America would have been very successful, at least with their work ethic, you know, and how they're trying to raise their family. But they're sitting there saying, look, they have four jobs. These two people have four jobs, and they're trying to raise two daughters, and they don't want to have any more children, tragically, because, well, we don't have the money for it, right? Because obviously that would mean they'd probably have to quit at least one, or if not two, of their jobs. Because these guys going to be able to afford babysitting? So you hear the frustration, and it's something that you're going to hear more and more. And Joe and I have been talking about this in the last few weeks, and I've said, and I'm going to keep saying this, the inflation that we've just been going through, the higher level. We've been going through inflation our whole lives. Our whole lives they've been inflating, and just think of inflation as theft. You know, the Internal Revenue Service, the federal income tax, is just plain theft. It's all it is. It's to take out competition for success. And when you understand this, then you understand that there's you've got to do something yourself. You've got to figure it out. You've got to take measures that this couple hasn't learned yet. You got to, you know, you got to figure it out. And the inflation that we've went through recently has been frustrating. This is what he's showing frustration. We're on the tipping point, I think, in the next weeks, months, and maybe the next couple of years of frighteningly scary inflation. I think there's a lot of indications that we're getting ready for a roller coaster ride of inflation, and it's not going to be a fun ride. It's going to be a very scary ride. It's going to feel like that roller coaster might just come right off the tracks. That kind of scariness, and when that happens, what are people like this going to do? And this is why Joe and I do what we do. This is why you need to have as best as you possibly can get into assets as quickly as possible. Because we have all of the history behind it. We have the Weimar Republic in Germany. We have Zimbabwe as an example. You have all these other countries throughout history, the Argentinas, the Venezuelas, that are suffering great inflation all the time. And it's the information's right there. It's why most people are listening to this show today, because you're trying to figure ways to protect yourself from it. I'm going to play the rest of this Dr. Phil clip real quick. The special I have 18 1/4 ounce gold eagles. I'll talk about them again on the next segment. It's first come, first serve. They're only $625. If we still have any available, I know we may have sold a few when I talked about them in the first segment. But if you want some really cheap fractional gold in very limited quantity, if you're a gold eagle fan, you know, modern gold bullion coins, which we don't do a lot of, $625 each. This is I think lower than our cost today, with gold up I think another $10. It's been a while since I checked it. Gold's up about $4 now, so it's hovering just it's kind of flat but higher. But with these coins, as of yesterday's price, are priced at our cost, which means if you were the Patriot Trading Group, this is what it costs you to get it. So first come, first serve. You want all 18, grab them all. If you want one, you want two, you want five, whatever it is, 800-951-0592. I'm going to fast forward this because I want to play something else in the next couple segments, but the last part of what Dr. Phil was showing was, you hear income inequality, and Dr. Phil's graph shows income equality, right? And he's showing that the bottom 20%, only 1/3 of them, 33% of them are even working, and they earn, out of the ones that are employed, they earn an average of $7,500 a year. The next 20% above, 85% of them are fully employed, and they earn about $31,000 a year. But after government monkeying around, because they don't want the people at the bottom not being able to buy food and have a place to live, because they know that those are the kinds of pain and suffering that changes things. The bottom 20 ends up with $49,000 on average. And the next 20% above them, which works more, 85% of them are working, and they earn $31,000, only end up with $50,000 with government help. There's no difference. The bottom 40%, if you're working a little bit and trying to do a little bit, as Dr. Phil said, why are you working? Because the next 20% are earning $66,000 a year, but that puts them in a taxable income. So they're clearing about $61,000 with no government help. They're only a little more than $10,000 better at the end of the year than a person that is not working at all, on average. And now inflation is going to hit these people, right? So what's going to happen? How bad is inflation really going to cause and wreak havoc? The government wants to spend. Makes me wonder how much they want to keep the people that aren't working at the bottom and are playing the system. They're going to have to keep those people happy. Those are the ones that go out and burn cities down. And there's only one way to get that. It's to tax the next 20% even more. How is the average person supposed to keep up? And if you have any means, like I said, if you understand this stuff, this is why we do what we do. 800-951-0592. I'm going to play another video coming in the next segment or two. We'll go a little you know, Dr. Phil, it's good and all that. He's probably putting the information out there, but he's more of a, he's observing it and talking about it. I got a little bit coming from Harrison Financial. He's going to do a little more deeper dive as to, well, when is this stuff going to get worse? And it could be sooner than we think. We'll be right back. 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group. We sell gold and silver. Those quarter-ounce gold eagles, just to let the audience know, I have those live here in Colorado. So if you're a Colorado customer, during half the year, the Colorado guys get to hear the show 1 hour earlier. So you guys have a little extra benefit here, because not only can you buy them up, you can also, when the ladies in Arizona get the invoices to me, I've been seeing some customers into the late afternoon, so you could actually buy these coins and come in, set up an appointment today, essentially, and come pick them up quickly if you'd like before the end of the week, which is today. But I've got them. I've got the 18 quarter ounce gold eagles here and ready to go. They're $625 each, and we don't sell these very often. So to jump on, in fact, I don't even remember the last time we sold quarter ounce gold eagles. We do a lot of 10-ounce gold eagles, which those are really cool. I highly suggest getting your hands on those also. But let's get those sold, and I'll talk about some more gold on the next segment. But almost 2 years now, but definitely over a year, between a year to 2 years, Joe and I, and I've really been talking about a lot, but it's the reverse repo. It's a cash facility for, you know, investment banks and large banks to hold cash and get interest that the Fed has given them, and there's no risk. And it's something that's been around for, you know, just about 2 years, and now it's been draining and draining, and it stopped draining for a little while during tax season because less borrowing, because the government's getting a little influx of cash for the April 15th tax deadline, which is now 11 days ago. Well, what's going to happen? Well, I'm gonna play another clip here, but it'll probably play into the next segment. But it's Joe Brown. Take a listen as he tells you when it's going to happen and what this means.
The reverse repo facility. This is a cash account at the Federal Reserve that people have been watching very carefully for a few years now, and for good reason. What I'm about to demonstrate in this video is that it is finally headed back down to zero. Despite the fact that for the last couple of months it has been entirely flat, we will now see that it will resume its move downwards and hit zero, and we're going to discuss the reason why this is important and the implications it's going to have on the economy and the markets. The reverse repo facility started sucking cash into it in March of 2021. This was when the supplementary leverage ratio suspension expired, which meant suddenly banks needed to be concerned about how much collateral they had to offset their deposits. In other words, their liabilities. At the time, the Federal Reserve did not want them going to the open market and buying T-bills when rates were near zero because of all the cash that had been printed into the system. Going out to buy those T-bills would have pushed rates negative. So the Federal Reserve incentivized banks to place their cash with them in the reverse repo facility. They would get a nice little interest rate on their cash and be able to get collateral that they needed in return. This arrangement sucked $2.3 trillion of cash into the reverse repo facility up until May of 2023. Because as a financial institution, a bank, money market fund, why would you not want to get risk-free return on your money that pays above the Fed funds rate, perfectly liquid, and you don't even have to keep it locked up for a month or 2 months like you would with a T-bill. But as you can see, all that started to change halfway through 2023, and cash started to drain back out of this facility. So what changed? Well, the Federal Reserve had been raising rates for that entire time, but suddenly they raised rates to a point where if the U.S. government wanted to be able to borrow short-term debt, they were suddenly going to have to pay about 5.4%. When the government borrows at these short-term rates, this is done through something called T-bills, and you can see T-bills even now are paying in between 5 and 5.5%. This is important because if you have cash, you have three needs for that cash. Number one, you need the highest interest rate possible. Number two, you need the highest liquidity possible, meaning you need to be able to access it. You don't want it locked up. Number three, you need the lowest risk possible because you don't want to wake up one day and find your cash is worth zero. For a few years, the best place to get that trifecta was with the Fed's reverse repo facility. But as soon as the federal government started paying 5.4% 6.4% to borrow for 1 month or 2 months at a time, it changed the equation. Suddenly, you're sitting on cash, you're willing to take on 1 month of having your cash locked up or maybe 2 months of having your cash locked up by taking it out of the reverse repo facility and buying a T-bill instead. You'll get a higher rate and just a little bit less liquidity and basically still the same amount of risk. So as the government started borrowing at the short end of the curve by issuing T-bills, it started sucking more and more cash out of this account from a high of $2.3 trillion in May of 2023. To the current level of just over $400 billion. The reason why the federal government would rely on borrowing with such short-term debt is because recently when they try and borrow with long-term debt, like a 30 or a 20-year treasury, they have auction problems, but more on that later. You might be wondering why the drain in the reverse repo facility has stalled for the last couple of months. Well, it has to do with the reason why the drain was happening in the first place. Remember, money is taken out of the reverse repo facility by financial players because they're able to put it into T-bills, which they can get a higher rate on. And so if the government is not issuing T-bills, then the highest rate possible for the trifecta of liquidity and interest rates and risk is still going to be at the Fed's reverse repo facility. So why would the government over the last 2 months be issuing less in T-bills, borrowing less at the short end? Very simple. It's tax season. The government only borrows money as the difference between what they bring in, or I should say what they take in taxes, and what they spend. So during tax season, like March and April, they're bringing in most of the tax dollars they're going to bring in for the entire year, which means during that time, they don't have big borrowing needs. So the cash that's in the reverse repo facility is just going to stay there, and it'll enjoy the high interest rate, low risk, and immediate overnight liquidity. Now, if you're a smart cookie, you might know that April 15th is the tax deadline, which means tax season is officially over, and the government is no longer going to be receiving above average tax revenues. This means that unless spending drastically drops, they're going to have to start borrowing again, at least at the pace they were borrowing before. And given the fact that at the short end of the curve, they're borrowing at a rate that is higher than the Fed pays to its reverse repo facility, it means the cash will continue to come out of the reverse repo facility.
And there you go. Cash is going to stop coming out. We're going to finish this on the other side. Finish up for the week. You're listening to Patriot Radio News Hour, 800-951-0592. Get your gold, I tell you. Final segment here. I'm going to play a little bit more. So Joe Brown is kind of mapping out what's happening, why the reverse repo matters. There's only a couple minutes left. What's going to happen when that thing empties? Here we go.
So what are some of the implications of the reverse repo facility hitting zero and the government no longer being able to rely on this massive slush fund of hundreds of billions of dollars to borrow from for short-term debt? The first implication is a lack of liquidity in the system. If you think about this like a riverbed, you aren't able to see all of the risks that are underneath the water, like alligators or rocks, because there's a lot of water. The risks are hidden. But when liquidity dries up, you see all the cracks in the riverbed. You can see all the crocodiles that are waiting there to bite you. Those are the types of risks that are hidden right now, which is why it's always important to stay prepared when things seem calm, when there are risks mounting, but it seems like the market and the economy are just shrugging it off and acting like everything is fine. A lack of liquidity in the system can cause all sorts of problems that are unexpected and unpredictable, from defaults to flash crashes and bankruptcies. Oh, and speaking of bankruptcies, over the last year or so, we have already started to see a massive uptick in corporate bankruptcies. One of the causes for this is the crowding out effect. Corporations don't have access to the cheap capital that they thought that they would or that they needed because the government is soaking it all up. For a thought experiment, imagine for a moment that the government was paying 20% on all of its debt, which means that you could loan money to the government. You could buy a treasury for 20%, guaranteed, 10 years. How much money do you think you'd keep in the stock market when you have risk of total loss and you're maybe going to get 8-9% a year? Nobody would keep any money in the stock market. Everybody would sell it all and loan it to the government instead, and asset prices would crater. Not to mention the fact that if you wanted to borrow for a car loan or a credit card, or if a business wanted to borrow for investing in their company, they would have to pay at least 20% because They had to pay more than the risk-free rate so that they can attract lenders because they have a higher rate of risk than somebody who can use the force of law and the threat of violence to collect to pay. And when this thing hits zero, they'll no longer be able to just pay 5.4%, but will have to start paying higher and higher amounts to attract capital from wherever else it is. And this is true on the short end of the curve as it is on the long end of the curve. And given the fact that Wall Street is now expecting that interest rate cuts may not even come at all this year, we are at the very least going to see interest rates move higher and stay higher for longer as a result of this reverse repo facility being drained and the effect that that has on the rest of the economy through the crowding out effect. But in addition to that, we are also very likely to see increased volatility, maybe flash crashes, unexpected moves happen in the market, bankruptcies and defaults emerge as the liquidity gets drained from the system. And that's why it's always important to stay prepared, especially at the times when you see risks mounting, but it looks like the market is shrugging it off. Because number one, that protection and that preparedness is cheapest. And number two, because by the time you're sure that you actually need it, it'll be too costly and it'll be too late. So stay hedged, stay disciplined, happy investing. Thanks.
And there you go. I've been talking about the reverse repo. It's been a while since I've said it, but I said it's like, the wick is lit on the bomb, just like you've seen in any cartoon or any movie where you see it's the wick is burning all the way down and there's not much left, and once that wick is completely gone, it blows up. The reverse repo market coming to zero is very likely going to be the beginning of some really, really rocky roads, some real crazy stuff. And look at gold as a leading indicator of inflation going up $300 suddenly. Looks like gold is predicting that once that reverse repo is empty, that inflation will get worse. We have $5 liberties for $655. Another special we have. I know it's late in the show, but we also have $20 liberties under $2,500 for the first time in weeks. $2,495 on a $20 liberty. Call us and buy your gold. 800-951-0592. Final segment here. I'm going to play a little bit more. So Joe Brown is kind of mapping out what's happening, why the reverse repo matters. There's only a couple minutes left. What's going to happen when that thing empties? Here we go.
So what are some of the implications of the reverse repo facility hitting zero and the government no longer being able to rely on this massive slush fund of hundreds of billions of dollars to borrow from for short-term debt? The first implication is a lack of liquidity in the system. If you think about this like a riverbed, you aren't able to see all of the risks that are underneath the water, like alligators or rocks, because there's a lot of water. The risks are hidden. But when liquidity dries up, you see all the cracks in the riverbed. You can see all the crocodiles that are waiting there to bite you. Those are the types of risks that are hidden right now, which is why it's always important to stay prepared when things seem calm, when there are risks mounting, but it seems like the market and the economy are just shrugging it off and acting like everything is fine. A lack of liquidity in the system can cause all sorts of problems that are unexpected and unpredictable, from defaults to flash crashes and bankruptcies. Oh, and speaking of bankruptcies, over the last year or so, we have already started to see a massive uptick in corporate bankruptcies. One of the causes for this is the crowding out effect. Corporations don't have access to the cheap capital that they thought that they would or that they needed because the government is soaking it all up. For a thought experiment, imagine for a moment that the government was paying 20% on all of its debt, which means that you could loan money to the government. You could buy a treasury for 20%, guaranteed, 10 years. How much money do you think you'd keep in the stock market when you have risk of total loss and you're maybe going to get 8-9% a year? Nobody would keep any money in the stock market. Everybody would sell it all and loan it to the government instead, and asset prices would crater. Not to mention the fact that if you wanted to borrow for a car loan or a credit card, or if a business wanted to borrow for investing in their company, they would have to pay at least 20% because they had to pay more than the risk-free rate so that they can attract lenders because they have a higher rate of risk than somebody who can use the force of law and the threat of violence to collect to pay. And when this thing hits zero, they'll no longer be able to just pay 5.4%, but will have to start paying higher and higher amounts to attract capital from wherever else it is. And this is true on the short end of the curve as it is on the long end of the curve. And given the fact that Wall Street is now expecting that interest rate cuts may not even income at all this year, we are at the very least going to see interest rates move higher and stay higher for longer as a result of this reverse repo facility being drained and the effect that that has on the rest of the economy through the crowding out effect. But in addition to that, we are also very likely to see increased volatility, maybe flash crashes, unexpected moves happen in the market, bankruptcies and defaults emerge as the liquidity gets drained from the system. And that's why it's always important to stay prepared, especially at the times when you see risks mounting, but it looks like the market is shrugging it off. Because number one, that protection and that preparedness is cheapest. And number two, because by the time you're sure that you actually need it, it'll be too costly and it'll be too late. So stay hedged, stay disciplined, happy investing. Thanks.
And there you go. Been talking about the reverse repo. It's been a while since I've said it, but I said it's like the wick is lit on the bomb. Just like you've seen in any cartoon or any movie where the wick is burning all the way down and there's not much left, and once that wick is completely gone, it blows up. The reverse repo market coming to zero is very likely going to be the beginning of some really, really rocky roads, some real crazy stuff. And look at gold as a leading indicator of inflation going up $300 suddenly. Looks like gold is predicting that once that reverse repo is empty, that inflation will get worse. We have $5 liberties for $655. Another special we have. I know it's late in the show, but we also have $20 liberties under $2,500 for the first time in weeks. $2,495 on a $20 liberty. Call us and buy your gold. 800-951-0592.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn. Deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.